When someone has a stroke due to a clot, access to stroke experts via telemedicine, known as telestroke, was associated with decreased death and disability, a recent study showed. Mona Behuth, a telestroke expert at Johns Hopkins, says there are barriers to universal access.
It sounds like a very easy proposition. We all have FaceTime or some way to get an audiovisual these days with our loved ones, but it's actually quite a proposition. You have to have a lot of capability at the center itself to use the technology amidst an emergent situation. You have to have a team of stroke experts who are on the ready 24/7 to answer those stroke calls and conduct the telemedicine visit with the patients. Not every hospital can have the financial support to do that, especially if they have a lower census of stroke patients.
Behuth says that when people have a choice, choosing a center with the ability to handle comprehensive stroke treatment and management is best. Failing that, employ all options to obtain expert opinions. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.